At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside. Final hour today, the Dan Patrick Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. I guess is this the pre-show for the United States, Greece, and FIBA that starts in an hour? Are we the pre-show?
Yeah, we're the pre-show.
We're the pre-show, the hour pre-show. America's pre-game show.
No, it's good. I like that.
For the United States and Greece.
So you got to start with one event, and then we can build up from there.
So everyone can continue to see that Jalen Brunson is the real MVP
of the NBA. You. Sell.
Jalen Brunson. We got Rick Bucher coming up in about 20 minutes. All the latest on that. We got James Harden, who has said that pretty sure his relationship with the 76ers is untenable. New quotes from him, so we'll have more from Rick Bucher on that. Coming up in a bit. Remember, he wanted to get to the Clippers.
Can't always get what you want.
I don't know. If you keep saying, I want out. Eventually you get out.
Well, you're going to get out, you may not get to go where you want.
I mean, look, every time when my daughter was young, and she went, well, Dad, can I have a treat? No, I can't have a treat right now. Can I have a treat? No, I can't have a treat right now. Eventually, I'm going to give her a treat.
Did you?
Eventually, I'll give her a treat.
Yeah, I eventually set mine to their rooms.
I'll give you a treat.
Go do something else. Take your mind off snacks.
Jamming the room under the stairs like Harry Potter.
Not quite that bad. It was, just, hey, let's go over here. Let's read a book.
All the letters kept flying in through the chimney to get them out. No. No post on Sunday. But let's spend some time here on two teams going in completely opposite directions. And we can start with the hottest team in sports. The Dodgers last night win their 11th game in a row on a play that I guess you could say you could see it coming, because it was a year ago yesterday, this guy went deep for his previous home run.
Padres a gallon short, the 0-1. Fly ball to deep left field. That one is on its way, and it is gone! A home run! Austin Barnes' first home run of the year! And the Dodgers take a 1-0 lead! Evan Phillips to Willy Adames, and here it comes, and down he goes, swung on and missed, strike three. The Dodgers have won 11 straight. Phillips saves his 18th, the Dodgers' 12th shutout of the year.
Charlie Steiner, AM570 on the call. I like that big of the Padres were a gallon short right there.
Like the side swipe of the Padres right before the pitch comes in.
Gonna drive
it's
right
so
great. Right here. Here we go. Gonna drift right into you.
Padres!
Look, the Dodgers win last. And I guess you want to write down every August 17th, for, hey, got to play Austin Barnes, going to have a home run. I mean, you got to write it down.
125 at bats
every August 17th.
Boom.
Put it down there. Bobblehead Day. Next year, August 17th, Austin Barnes bobblehead.
It has
day.
To be.
You're going to get a home run, right?
You got a full year lead. And even if he say he wasn't with the team anymore, You got to bring him back for August 17th.
Yeah, look, they brought back Joe Kelly, and they had the whatever leftover mariachi bobbleheads they had from the last time he was with the team. They had him ready to trot back out for bobblehead.
Hey, man,
night.
They give out 40,000 at a time, man.
Yeah, but that was really quick to all of a sudden say, oh, yeah, we have the Joe Kelly bobblehead.
You don't think they would just put that back in production?
No, I think they probably had a lot left over.
You think?
Yeah, I think they did.
Dodgers sell really fast, though.
Dude, that's really fast to get all those bobbleheads back. Oh, suddenly,
it wasn't part of a rainout or something.
Dude,
we don't get rainouts.
Dude, the Dodgers announced they acquired Joe Kelly at the same time they said, we have Joe Kelly bobblehead night coming up.
But because they celebrated the return of Joe Kelly. He's a Dodger hero from the pout to the mariachi jacket all the way through.
It was in the same press release. We've reacquired Joe Kelly and his bobblehead night will be next Thursday.
Before he got dealt, it's funny, my brother travels a bunch for work. He was in New York City and he's walking down the street. He's like, hey, Joe. Like he's on the phone with me. I go, hey, Joe. He goes, yeah, I just ran past Joe Kelly and a couple of the White Sox guys. Like, what? He just run into these guys on the street. But yes, the bobblehead night. I mean, it is a glorious looking bobblehead.
It is. It's very colorful.
There's no question
about
it.
Very colorful.
But yeah, Austin Barnes, your hero of the day, a 1-0 victory. And once again, Lance Lynn from the aforementioned White Sox comes up huge. Their big move at the deadline, which was criticized roundly in local media for not being more aggressive, not going after it, looking around the National League and going, what do you need to do? You just have to hope that your timelines on your pitchers coming back from injury are good because you're still rolling away with the division, right? And we've watched the month of August. It's just been one win after another, and it's heroes every other day, right? You got Betts and Freeman are your base, and then you round out from there.
The thing is, and it's kind of a hot take with the Dodgers.
Let's go.
Right? It's really amazing. This is the most impressive season the Dodgers have had since their run began 12 years ago, where every year we're winning the NL West, we're getting to the playoffs, maybe we're getting to the World Series. This is the most impressive season they have had. Why? Because this is the least talented team the Dodgers have had in that run. They came off of last year. They lost a couple of really good players. Now, you're glad you're not paying Trey Turner. But you've lost some really good players.
Yeah, but would he have fallen off the map if he remained a Dodger?
I don't know. I just know what he's done so far this season.
You call it what it is, and maybe this is a case of you got off like Belichick used to in New England a year sooner than you
needed.
Phillies
fans have had to say, oh, we got to make sure we get standing ovations for Trey Turner because he's not happy. You got to make sure.
Well, he did buy some billboards to say thank you.
The least talented team they have had. And look at where they are right now. They're almost 30 games over 500, and they're running away with the West again. This is disheartening for the Giants and the Diamondbacks and the Padres because they're going, this is not a great team.
And it's right before Ohtani shows up.
It's not a great team. You have two of the best players in baseball in Betts and Freeman, right? And they have had phenomenal seasons. In fact, I'll tell you that they're probably more valuable to the Dodgers than Acuna and Olson are to the Braves, even though these guys are putting up ridiculous numbers because the Braves have 8 all-stars. The Braves are loaded, right? They have all the young guys come up and, oh, this guy was good for 8 seconds. Let's give him 10 years, $10 million a year, and boy, we look really smart. The Dodgers have two great players at the top, and they have come through all season. And then you have the setup, the next two guys in the order, Will Smith, who's an all-star, Max Muncy, who's going to have 40 home runs, 100 RBIs, he's going to hit 197. After that, it sort of falls off. But it doesn't matter because James Outman gets clutch hits. Kike Hernandez gets clutch hits. The Dodgers starting rotation is not great. Haven't had a guy go 8 innings this year. Having a guy go 8 innings this year as a starter doesn't matter. The bullpen was absolutely atrocious. What happened? It's like the next day they went on a run where for a month the ERA was 1.5. It doesn't matter. Whatever the Dodgers, they are now just as good as they were as a year ago, just as good and more impressive because of this. They had a big move ready at the deadline. They couldn't make it because Rodriguez decided, no, I'd rather stay playing for Detroit than coming to L.A. As a guy who vacations in Detroit, I'm not with that, but hey, you know, you do you. So they tried to make the big move. It didn't happen. So instead, they made four minor moves at the deadline that are all paying off. Ahmed Rezaei, they got him. It was a gift getting him for Noah Syndergaard, right? Bringing Joe Kelly back to fortify the bullpen. These are all moves the Braves made a couple of years ago at the deadline when they brought in Jock Peterson and a bunch of, look, we're just not getting production we need, but we're going to get some solid players in, and they went on a run and won the World Series. This is kind of what the Dodgers did instead. And still, here they are. They didn't buy anybody in the offseason because they saw we spent all kinds of money for 110 wins, didn't even make it to the NLCS. You had an 87 and an 89 win team playing in the NLCS. So we have a good enough squad where if we need to spend, we'll spend at the deadline. They tried to buy the one pitcher, didn't happen. They got everything else, and here they are now almost 30 games over 500. They may catch the Braves for best record in baseball. They're only three games back of the Braves for that. If it's not Braves-Dodgers in the NLCS, something's wrong. But I'll tell you what, this is so unbelievably impressive, and it's out of nowhere that they're this good. Because I thought coming in, hey, Dodgers this year, they'll be a wild card team. They're going to struggle, but they didn't go out and get anybody big. And now they got all the money left for Ohtani in the fall, when he becomes a free agent. Hey, come on up to five, buddy. We're all ready for you. This is unbelievably impressive what the Dodgers
have done. I mean, Friedman wins Executive of the Year for being able to get anything back for Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah, that trade alone.
That's it. I mean, that's statue-worthy outside the ball yard.
I mean,
which statue you want me to meet you? Well, we're going to go in that gate, but first we got to go pay tribute to the architect of what's going on here.
They're going to put it outside crypto.com right next to everybody just because, you know.
Because you can.
For grins and giggles, why not?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, we got to mention J.D. Martinez. 50 extra base hits, hitting about 260. He's been fantastic, right? 25 home runs, your catcher. But you look at where they're at this point in the season, and you mention a bunch of the guys in the batting order that maybe aren't world beaters, but they all come up with clutch hits. And what do? They get on base. We joke about the money ball line all the time. They lead the league with 496 walks.
What does he do?
He gets on base.
All right. Guys, if you didn't give me I'm going to point at Pete again. What does he do? He gets on base.
Gets on base. But that's it. They get on base. There are only 24 runs scored behind the Braves. Now, we can talk about ebb and flow and big explosions of games. Right, because you have the Braves. They were putting up three touchdowns in a couple of games. Right, you know, they put up 21 a couple of nights ago. So you add all of those things. And when we look at from the pitching side, the rotation, you've gone through all of these injuries. You miss Clayton Kershaw for a good chunk of the season. Well, now he's back and he's thrown pretty well his first two starts back. Lance Lynn comes over from the White Sox. He's pitched to a 1.44 ERA. Maybe you go back to the old American versus National League thing. Maybe you go back to the clubhouse and what's going on and the camaraderie there. What I do know is he's throwing innings and eating innings, and he's giving you five strikeouts per walk. And his ERA has dipped a run and a half in less than a month for the season as he wins another game. You're still hopeful to get some of these other guys right. A lot of it's going to bank on, does Julio Urias come back and give you some quality innings to finish off, and is he ready for the postseason? Still a lot of wishing and wanting and hoping. Your team ERA is middle of the pack. As a team batting average, you're 12th in the league. But you're plating runs. You're getting situational hitting. You're taking care of things. And in the bullpen, look, now you've got a guy that eats some innings. So at least one out of the 5 days, you know that Lynn, unless something goes catastrophically off the charts, he's going to be able to go six or seven innings for you, right? Because he's got that stamina and that makeup. So that's going to help Dave Roberts down the stretch, because he's not going to have to tax that bullpen the same way he did, say, for the first 6 to 8 weeks as the injuries piled up for the Dodgers. So interesting stretch run coming up here in L.A.
Now, the flip side for the Dodgers are the Yankees.
Ooh, that's painful.
Under 500 this late in the season for the first time since 1995. Okay, under 500, they'll take the field tonight at 60-61.
A young Mike Harmon was just graduating college,
which speaks to the excellence the Yankees have had over the last 28 years. Because what happened after 95? 96, they win the World Series. It's Jeter, it's Pettit, it's Bernie Williams, it's Brocious, it's Boggs, it's all, and they're off. Now, it's not been great for them. It's not been unbelievable for them, but they have been contenders and playoff teams ever since. But this is different. And, you know, we talked about this on our night show forever. This was not going to be a great year. I'm stunned they're still as close to 500 as they are because this is a bad team. There was nothing for them at the deadline because what do they need? They need starting pitching. They need a bullpen. Needed hitters.
Well, the big thing they got the deadline was Aaron Judge came back.
Right, and Aaron Judge is the only guy walking around going, I'm going to be here next year. Because it was too much to fix because everything is broken. They're going to finish in last place. They're going to finish behind the Red Sox. They're going to finish behind the Orioles, the Rays, the Blue Jays. And the one thing you could say about the Yankees is they won't stand still. They're not a team that's going to say, well, we're rebuilding. No. You're going to see this Yankee team next spring is going to be unrecognizable from what it is right now because you are going to have the triple crown. There's going to be a new GM, there's going to be a new manager, and there's going to be a lot of new players.
See, I still think Cashman gets another stay of execution.
Cashman has driven to the middle.
Nine lives, baby.
He's no longer a guy that will make the trade that they need to. He's afraid to trade prospects because he thinks that, boy, guy's going to go someplace else and play well, and suddenly it's, Cashman, you stink! I can't believe you traded that guy. All the prospects he could have traded that he didn't. No, we're keeping these guys, and guess what? It hasn't worked out. It doesn't mean they're not still spending money, but they're not the same team. They've driven to the middle. And Cashman's like, yeah, we'll make some measured moves and we'll do this. We'll sign a couple of big guys in free agency. They need new thinking because they're not getting better. Aaron Boone is going to be gone. He's been there long enough, and now they're under 500. He's getting thrown out of every single game. And watch them move players, high-salaried guys, eat some salary to bring in new players. They can't keep going forward thinking, oh, Stanton's going to be great, and we're going to bring Severino back, and he's going to be terrific, and his ERA will be under 8. The Yankees you see next year, unrecognizable from the team we see right now.
Yeah, just quickly. I mean, the Rays usually fall into 85 to 90 wins despite the anonymity of their players. But for the Yankees, all these years, it's been we're first or second, we're fighting the Red Sox and the occasional challenge from the Blue Jays. Well, now the Orioles are good. So there's not an easy out, an easy stretch of your schedule at any point in division any longer. So, yeah, it's a different look. I'll be curious to see what Little Stein has to do, because certainly New York Sports Talk Radio, they still get a lot of their venom out while they celebrate the Jets.
Twitter or X, sorry, X at How About a Fresca, X at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes today. Coming up next, is James Harden really going to get traded? When is the NBA trade season going to start heating up? Because it's soon. Rick Bucher stops by with all the latest. Keep it right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes today. We got big-time NBA drama. James Harden still wants out. Now he really, really, really wants out. Does Joel Embiid really want out? Is Jalen Brunson really the best player in the NBA and will lead the United States to FIBA glory?
USA! USA!
Joining us now on the hotline, no one better. Fox Sports 1 NBA insider Rick Bucher. Rick, what's happening, buddy? Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, too.
Oh, can you hear us okay?
Gremlins.
Uh-oh. Can you hear us all right, Rick?
Fine.
Oh, he's cutting out.
It's all nope. Because of your Jalen Brunson thing.
No, it's probably James Harden. It's probably James Harden's very
trying
upset.
To keep us from talking about his, his latest soiree and
Let me pull those plugs. Yeah, look, Rick, we got you back now. You sound better.
I have not gone anywhere. I have been sitting here. Giving you my melodic tones as best as I can, as I do. I'm guessing that, the signal is just not as strong at this time of day for you guys as it is when we get together in the evening.
Well, I would say it's kind of like what it used to be when you and I were younger growing up, when you had to hold the ears of the television and you got reception. Just don't move. Don't move. Hold the
Lift
ears
that
of the
left
TV,
leg.
And it'll work out fine. You'll get to see everything.
Yeah, put some aluminum foil on it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Look. Yeah. Let's we'll start with this James Harden thing. I think we're actually figuring out the situation with Rick's phone. James Harden last weekend, just to catch up because we have new news on him that's about an hour or so old. Harden last weekend was told via the media by GM Daryl Morey that hey, we tried to trade James Harden. Didn't work.
We gave it the old college try. It's not a good enough market out there. We're not happy.
We look forward to having James Harden.
We'll see you in camp, buddy.
James Harden said, wait a minute. He's on tour in China with Adidas, and at a press event, he said, I will never be a part of an organization Daryl Morey is with. He is a liar. And then, just in case you missed it, hey, I want to make sure you guys are rolling with your cameras. I'll say it again. Daryl Morey is a liar. I will never be a part of an organization he is with. That pretty much James Harden throwing the gauntlet down saying, I'm not going to play here anymore. But maybe it wasn't enough. Maybe it wasn't enough. So last night he does an interview with a Houston station, right? Could have gone anywhere. Houston, where 3 years ago it was untenable. He needed out of Houston. And he was asked, can you go back there or is your relationship done? And he said, yeah, I think so. So here's James Harden again now saying, I need out. We now get to landline Rick Bucher, who is back with us. Rick, James Harden is really, he's throwing down the gauntlet. How is this going to end?
I would imagine it's going to end with them making the best deal possible with the Los Angeles Clippers. However, normally I would, in almost any other instance, I would say that we will see this get done before training camp. We will see it get done sooner rather than later. Daryl Morey has demonstrated a great propensity for waiting and for however long it takes to get the deal that he wants. He did that with Ben Simmons and had no problem going into the season with Ben being on the sideline. I think that this is a little bit different in that we now have all of the Joel Embiid innuendo. I don't know that that he can be quite as patient, but the Clippers have the resources, the wherewithal, to make a deal. Maybe not the deal that that the 76ers ideally want or is equal to what you would normally expect to get for a James Harden, but they have the capability of doing that without impacting their team. I can see a way in which James Harden's a little bit like Aaron Rodgers. When you get motivated James Harden, you've got a pretty good thing. And if he's motivated to show the 76ers that they did him wrong and go back to L.A. and help the Clippers, then I can see where that would be attractive to the Clippers, especially having a coach like Tyronn Lue who has some experience dealing with veteran players, sometimes cantankerous or fickle great players. So that to me is the scenario that I see. That's where I see this ending up. When we get there, that remains to be seen, largely because of Daryl Morey's history.
Well, I mean, that would give the Clippers one guy with name recognition that likes to play in the regular season. So that's good for the Sixers. You mentioned Joel Embiid. They already changed out the coach. James Harden's going to be gone. What else does he need to put Philadelphia back in the good graces of social media?
He's going to the Knicks. He took Philadelphia off. The Knicks are the favorites. The Knicks are getting Embiid. It's going to be R.J. Barrett and Julius Randle. And Rick is going to say, yes, that's exactly what's happening.
You know, didn't I hear this about Carl Anthony Towns too?
Yeah. Insert name here.
He's got the Leon Rose connection. He's going to the Knicks, right? I mean, I swear I've heard this song 9,000 times, not just with Carl Anthony Towns, 9,000 times over the course of the last 20, 30 years. This, my friend, is why the rest of the country is annoyed by Knicks fans.
Just wait till they go to the finals this year.
Right after the Jets go to the Super Bowl. I know.
It's going to be a great year. It's going to be like 1969.
You know what, though,
again.
Rick, he's going to clip that off now because he's going to say, well, and Rick Bucher predicted the Jets to the Super Bowl.
Trust me, I know how this works. I've been on the show enough times. I know how it works.
So is Embiid just having fun? Because here's what I think, honestly. This is Embiid giving the Sixers his final warning that I am at the Shaquille O'Neal point in my career where I've had all the individual accolades. I'm the MVP. Yeah. I know I'm going to be judged on championships. And if you're not going to make this team better, and clearly you haven't, then my big trade demand is coming soon. I feel like this is your last chance to do something, whether it's a demand that's made this summer or after this season. That's where Embiid is headed.
It's a reasonable take because we've seen certainly enough guys who have taken that approach. I just don't believe that's Joel Embiid. First of all, I don't take anything that he does or says seriously because he's told us we should not take any of it seriously. He's a troll. A couple months ago when he said, you know, I want to win a championship, whether it's here or someplace else, and everybody was like, oh, what's that mean? And he was like, hey, I'm just trolling you. I'm just trolling you. And so I was like, okay, you don't understand what that does, because what it does is it undermines the ability of the Philadelphia 76ers to build a true championship team. Because it's in building a championship team, it's not just getting the stars, it's getting the little pieces. It's getting the guys who are like, oh, these guys are serious, these guys have a chance, I'll take less, or I've got a year left. I want to jump on this ship and see if I can win a ring. When you have your star player with what appears to be 1 foot out the door, then guys are far more hesitant to do to join a team like that. And so that's the issue with him kind of playing and toying with people in terms of whether he's really committed to Philadelphia or not, because it has larger implications. But in the big picture, I'm not convinced that Embiid, while he loves to play, he loves to kind of tease people, I don't know that he is willing to be the villain that he would be if he asked out of Philadelphia. There's some heat that comes with that. There's some venom from the world at large when you make a move like that. And for the most part, Embiid has been beloved. And why is it? Not just because he's a great player and he's got a fun personality, but because he stuck it out in Philadelphia through the process. That's what has made him beloved. And the fact that he's not coming right out and saying, I want out. Damian Lillard, I want out. You know what? Because Damian Lillard can handle the heat. He's willing to handle the heat. I don't see that with Joel Embiid. So I think this is a way of him letting everybody know, I'm not happy. But in terms of really pushing the nuclear button, I just don't know that Joel Embiid has that in him.
All right, Rick, let's step outside the world of basketball for a moment. You're a big 49ers fan.
Whoa. No, I'm a big Cincinnati Bengals fan. I lived and I've covered a couple decades ago, I covered the 49ers. So, I have lots of friends who either work in the organization. So,
I apologize.
He's Niners insider,
Rick.
And I live in the Bay Area. So, yes.
So the people around you, are they excited for Sam Darnold to be the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers?
In all seriousness, what I've seen of Sam Darnold, I've never been a Sam Darnold fan. I wasn't a Sam Darnold fan coming out of USC. I feel much more comfortable with him as a quarterback. Not necessarily a quarterback who's going to lead you to a Super Bowl, but until Brock Purdy is ready to go, I am much more comfortable with Sam Darnold from the glimpses that we've seen in training camp and in preseason than I ever have been. I think that he has grown as a quarterback. I think that getting his chain yanked a little bit in terms of being a franchise quarterback has actually benefited him, and his game has matured. So while I don't think he gets them there, and Trey Lance, I don't know what it is with the Bay Area. Trey Lance is like James Wiseman. Like he can't process things fast enough. And in part because he hasn't played. He just hasn't. But he looks to me like a guy who's come from a small program and then has to play with much slower pace in the game and processing requirements. So now you got to play in the NFL and you got to make decisions like that. And he's just not able to do it on the timeline. I mean, it's coincidental that it's two Bay Area teams, but the Warriors wanted James Wiseman to immediately come in and have this huge impact because they had a need for it. And Trey Lance, 49ers, same deal, but they went out and they got somebody who's just not up to having to play the role on a championship caliber team. It'd be completely different if he was, you know, Justin Fields in Chicago, but he's not. He's on a team that's expecting to play for a Super Bowl. So I'm actually, if you were looking for some Sam Darnold slander, normally I would be available for that. Yeah. But in this case, I'm going to say no. You know what? I'm comfortable that if they have to come out the first week of the season and he has to play a game or he has to fill in for Brock, like at some point, I'm much more comfortable with that than I've ever been.
I'm sorry for the misidentification, though, Rick. I'll get you a James Brooks jersey in the mail.
All right, let's finish here, Rick. Give us something to jump off with here for the weekend. If outside of James Harden, if I said to you, fill in the blank, the big trade that I would not be surprised to see between now and the regular season would be what?
I was expecting that Damian Lillard is going to wind up in Miami.
Is that absolutely going to happen?
Absolutely going to happen. Oh, why not?
Yes. How many teams are involved, Rick? Is it a three-team or four-team?
Five teams, six teams. How many teams are involved in this?
No, I think three teams would get the job done. Look, ultimately, the Blazers put out their season ticket stuff. Damian Lillard was not on it. It was all the young guns. The Blazers have indicated, well, they can say all they want, we're not interested in making a trade with the Miami Heat. You know, you can say, well, are you interested in making a trade with the Miami Heat and the Brooklyn Nets? And then suddenly the tenor of the conversation changes. No, it is a benefit to them for where Damian is in his career and what he's going to get paid over the next 3 years to move him and move on. And ultimately, they will get there. We've been in this period. We continue to be in this period where there's no real need to get a deal done right now. But the fact that they've put out their promotional stuff for next season and they're not including Damian Lillard is an indication that they've accepted reality, that he's not going to be part of the team next year. And as much as we like to play this game of guys, you know, well, we're not going to send him where he wants to go, I can't, other than Donovan Mitchell, I'm hard pressed to think of a star player who has gone someplace that wasn't his number one choice.
He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1 analyst. Check out the On the Ball podcast. You have a Knicks Power Forward podcast coming up, right? I want to make sure I got that right.
Yes, all the power forwards in the history of the New York Knicks.
Okay, very good.
Rank them.
Very good.
Come on down.
Yeah, this week your interview with Charles Smith, right? That's who you have?
Oh, can't wait. Yeah. All right, very good. What exactly were you thinking when you Yeah.
See you, buddy.
See you, Rick.
Always great with Rick Bucher. Look, we know that this Lillard trade has been in the mix for a while. Now, clearly, you're going to need more teams involved because the Heat keep saying, how about Tyler Hero?
That's all we got.
No. Yeah. All right. A couple of days go by. How about Tyler Hero? No! We don't want him. How about now? No! We don't. What about now? No! So you're going to need some other team to get involved so they can get players, they can get picks, they can get assets. It's just taken a while, and it's going to take a while to figure out who that team is going to be. Because I really do believe, and I'm not just saying this for you know, inflammatory purposes, but we had a really, I don't want to say a benign NBA free agency, but we had a lot of players re-sign where you didn't think they were going to go. Really? Kyle Kuzma re-signed? Really? We didn't see that movement. And likely it's because you saw a lot of teams that were maybe unsure really what they wanted to do, what the mix of players they wanted to bring in was. So he said, hey, I'm re-signing here. This just makes trades a little bit easier because now you know this is the money that's involved. This is what's going to wind up happening. So as we get closer to the season, we're going to see a big silly season of big NBA trades happen. The Knicks are trying to dangle Randall and Barrett to try to get a big star, a big scorer to come in. You know that the Wizards really going to go for it. They're really paying Kyle Kuzma. He's not going to wind up being a Laker or somewhere else. No, Lillard's going to wind up being a member of the Heat, but it's going to be a late summer thing instead of a early July thing. It's going to be a year for that.
Yeah, there's no need for it, right? You settle it all out, let the calmer heads prevail, as it were, let it gestate. And you come back when it's actual time to go play basketball, right? You still got to finish the FIBA championships off. Some guys taking some time off, some other injuries. But, you know, you get back into the business of basketball in another couple of weeks as the NFL kicks off.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. X at How About a Fresca. X at Swollen Dome. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes today. Coming up next, you'd think hot takes would come from radio hosts or TV hosts, but no. The hottest take of the day has come from one of the biggest stars on the planet. It's next right here. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Carmen and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Really, like that movie It Follows where they can't get rid of the demon behind. It's like this song. He keeps following me.
Yeah, but it gets you bouncing into your day.
can't get rid of this.
Between that and the Fox NFL stinger.
I can't get rid of this. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, in for Dan and the Danettes.
This
today.
Is my nightmare.
This song. I know. So, you want a hot take.
Always.
Want a hot take. Usually hot takes come from people on the radio, people on television. However, the biggest hot take that we have seen all week comes to us courtesy of Lionel Messi. Messi is getting ready for the League's Cup Championship tomorrow as Inter Milan plays Nashville. The city of Nashville is insane from all reports right now because Messi is there. It's just, it's nuts.
Well,
it's
we were reading a little nuts. Review from a friend of our show, Joe Rexrode, right? He's yeah. cover Michigan State and all. He's in Nashville talking about how there's celebrities everywhere and obviously country music capital and all that stuff. But it's just a different vibe and a different energy with this coming to town for this final.
It's like Taylor Swift coming to town. Hey, yeah. Messi's here. Oh,
everybody's standing
goodness,
in line trying to get a glimpse, just like him at his grocery store down in Miami.
Hopefully they put this game on broadcast TV tomorrow, right? I mean, really, you know, it's all on Apple TV. You got to get it on there. But his hot take is that the MLS might not be on the level of Europe's top leagues, La Liga, Bundesliga, Premier League, but it's not that far behind, and the MLS can get there and be at the level of the top soccer leagues in the world. I'll tell you, when we look back at the calendar year of 2023, and we say, what were the biggest things in sports? Obviously, Rodgers to the Jets. We the biggest thing in sports. We're going to say this was the year that soccer really arrived in the absolute mainstream. Because 5 years from now, the MLS and soccer overall is going to be alongside the NBA and Major League Baseball as three of the four major sports. NFL will still be above everybody because it's the NFL, but you're talking about a sport that we've been waiting for years. When is it happening? When is it happening? Well, it's here. Whether you realize it or not, I know it's the cotton candy effect where you just keep waving stuff in this empty canister and suddenly you got this huge cotton candy. Oh, when did that happen? 2023. Oh, you just keep waving it. But that's
you've
what
done
it is
that
now.
With your arm before.
I know, just waving
it.
Waving, like, come on.
Oh, I got no, a cotton candy.
There's
arm.
No cotton candy in here. Trust me, just wave it. But there's no cotton. Oh, look at this. Look at all this cotton candy. But this is the time because of we have the overall interest in the drama that exists with the U.S. men's national team, the U.S. women's team winning, losing, the World Cup, the Olympics. It's a yearly thing. The popularity of the MLS just gets bigger and bigger. The popularity of shows like Ted Lasso, which has become the number one comedy on the planet, Welcome to Wrexham, which is gaining by leaps and bounds every single day with Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney. And now you have Messi, who is a one-man He's, again, the Taylor Swift of Major League Soccer, except he's making more money. His presence, his nightly presence, is turning MLS and what he does into not only nightly headlines, but nightly discussion. And slowly you're going to start seeing on all the daytime TV shows and all the radio shows that we see, MLS and soccer talk is going to be alongside the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NFL. And we're going to be back to the true four major sports like you and I growing up was baseball, football, basketball, hockey. Hockey's fallen off. You could say MLS is sort of the fourth major sport right now, but not where it's going to be. And Messi's the final piece to the puzzle. When Beckham came, that kind of opened the door. Landon Donovan's goal against Algeria push it open a little bit more. This one kicked it down. And we're in that era now. We're going to, but 2023 was the year soccer landed. And trust me, in 5 years, it's going to be front page news all the time, just like these other sports.
Well, I mean, we've had the feelers, right? Every couple of years, there's been a player or a team that's broken through a lot of angst over the men's national team. This time around, we look at the women's team getting eliminated, but you go through the World Cup ratings for Fox on the overnight. We're talking about games that are starting at midnight or 1 a.m. and they're getting better ratings. And I get it. It's a global event and the magnitude over, you know, an NBA game or even some of the early round NBA playoffs games. But you're rivaling those numbers on cable in the middle of the night, right? So you're looking at the growth and the expansion from that side of things. For the MLS, it takes one. Messi comes here, has a great time, talks to all of the players that he internationally, hey, made money, enjoyed my time in the U.S., and now they have a great opportunity. Miami does down the stretch, right? They're far away from the playoffs, but there's a chance. Mm-hmm. And it just takes a run. And you look at his dominance since arriving into the league, the eyeballs and the highlights and all of that that flows through it. I don't think he speaks. He's not a guy that you hear a lot from just for giggles. Mm-hmm. So saying this, I think there's some weight behind it, thinking that you'll see growth, not only his arrival, but he probably brings more, right? You go back to the end of Justice League. Yeah, they've heard the call. They will come. And there'll be more. More international players that'll look at it not just as a, hey, it's an end game for a year or two at the end of my career, but I don't know. What cut did he get of all the jerseys that sold? Because
yeah,
we're talking
$300 million sold already.
So if he got a good cut of that, it's money to be made.
Telling you, man. And anyway, it could even surpass baseball. when you talk about relevancy.
Oh, look at you.
It could even surpass baseball because you have the star power that you don't have in
baseball.
Trust me. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon in for Dan and the Danettes today. Have a wonderful Jets-filled weekend.
How dare you.
Colin Cowherd's coming up next. This is Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.